Good evening, Bunbury.
Money brisk and pop your nose into the fizz. Hold your manners, all if you've half a crown. You're welcome all for to sit down. Come spend my lads, your money brisk and pop your nose into the fizz. Not a miss, and pop your nose in the jug of this. Oh, and now I'm old and scarcely cold. I've a long grey beard and a head that's bold. Grab my desire, fulfill my bliss. Hey, pretty girl, jug of this.
Trays and Neighbour Club in Banbury. Their electricity is it's fab. You know, we've got so much stuff. With all due respect to the chairman, who I've just had to pay my subs. I'm very happy about that.
Great lighter, isn't it?
Because it's I only live like 2 minutes walk from the club, and the beer's the best in Banbury, and it's also the cheapest price. So thank you very much. So thanks for letting us play here. And that's the tightest introduction we've ever done for one of our warm-up gigs. And you know, it was great for me because I only have to say three words: "Good evening, Banbury."
But making up for it now.
Yeah. Because I'm old, I have to write it down on my hand. You know, "Good evening, Banbury." I'm leaving it till tomorrow. You know, it'll be the same thing tomorrow night. But of course, we're at Croppredy at the weekend, and our good friend PJ Wright, who's here on Wednesday night, playing with his great band Tradar, wrote this next song for us, and it's called, it's on our new CD and album if anybody wants to buy it, otherwise we'll be siphoning the petrol to get back. It's called Summer by the Chilliwell, so enjoy.
Summer is a-gun across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 gun, the sun or come the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again, celebrating summer by the Chilliwell.
The calendar is calling all together in the garden, to celebrate another year in fellowship and fun. Leave your troubles at the gate, sit back and join the circus. May we share our common purpose here for many years to come.
Summer is a coming across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 come the sun or come the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. We'll be celebrating summer by the Chilliwell.
Seems like every other face wears a smile of recognition. Though you've spoken not a word, it's clear we've all been here before. It's a cause for jubilation, it's a win-win situation. Whether up the hill or down, they're rocking, rolling in the snow.
To come across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 on the south of the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. We'll be celebrating summer by the Chilliwell.
So we thought we'd have a little practice about
getting some people off and getting some people on. Hopefully you'll be amongst those people getting on. We love it when an audience gets on. I'd like to welcome back some faces and names that need no introduction from me. There's Judy Dyble. There's Judy Dyble. Is he in there, Judy? And the fire in our engine room, Dave Atlas. So we'll just have a little noodle about, and it'll all sound like it was 50 years ago.
Most of you do. Do you remember the first Fairport album?
Yes.
Do you remember the first track on the first
album? Yes.
Does it go like this?
Sails free as should, but only time.
quid there. Thank you very much. No. In the early days, we were known as the group that did singer-songwriter material, and not just anything. We did early Dylan and Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell. They didn't need our help, but we were some of the first, some of the first performances of those songs. This is one that got onto the first album, and it's by a bit of heckling going on stage right now. better than off stage, heckling. And so. So this is a Joni Mitchell song. Joni Mitchell. Featuring Judy Dugger. Here we go. Just to Leonard Cohen, Jesse Colin Young, and Tim Hardin, and are you ready yet, guys? And there you go. So we'll move on to the next song. We just lost 3 minutes. Thank you. thing that I learned by being in this band was to be able to spot a good songwriter when I saw one. And in 67 or 68, we did lots of cover versions of contemporary American singer-songwriters. And one of those was a man named Richard Farina. I'd never heard of Farina until one day Joe Boyd brought, I think he brought a demo into a rehearsal and said, learn this, and something like that. And we started playing this song, Reno, Nevada, and I was just knocked out with it, and I wanted to know more about Richard Farina, and more and more and more. And over the years, I've recorded several of his songs to the point where a couple of years ago, Plain Song made an entire album of Richard Farina songs, but this song is the very first, this was the catalyst for all the things that came later. This is Reno, Nevada, I think.
It's a long way down to Reno, Nevada. It's a long way.
We'd like to say thank you very much to Julie for joining us. Thank you.
We're going to bring on Chris Wilde. Big hand for Chris Wilde.
One sugar. Anyway, this is one of his songs that we did, but we wanted to do it different because, you know, everyone loved this song. So we did our own version, which, as you hear, is very distinct.
Bless the river and
about to tell you a tale. With a bit of luck, we're going to bring back the guys.
Oh, thank God it's not a duet.
I'm with you. Right. Come on, guys. We got to. Yeah, you know who they are. Chris, Rick, Teddy, Kristen, Kristen. He's looking after stuff. They've asked me to bring them on, but this song that they're going to do, everyone queued up wanted to do this song when it was on the list, you know, of all the various festivals that you're going to see today, tomorrow, and next weekend. Everyone wanted to do it because it's just a wonderful, wonderful song. We all love it. And it's a great synthesis of the best of the traditional tune and timeless words from Richard. And Richard's not on it.
Surprise to me, too.
But that's okay, I can say anything I want about it now. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. I wonder if you can guess what it is. Traditional tune. Richard Words from Legionary. Farewell, Farewell. Big hand for Farewell, Farewell.
We're in the fire. Thank you. We're going to bring some songs back now from 1969. To join us back will be Ashley, Richard, DM and wonderful Chris Weil to do the first track of this album, which for me was a very special album. It probably one of the first albums in my collection. That's pretty cool. See, they come back for a wonderful welcoming song for you all. Come all ye.
I've seen Fairball before, I tell you this is really slick.
Thank you. been nine. And my brother had bought me a guitar for £50, which actually was 10 shillings. And if you play the knee, and I tried to play like Richard Thompson, and if you play the knee and bent the neck back, it went up, you know, like a key. It was amazing. And I learned this next song on that guitar, and it's very close to my heart, alongside Arthur McBride. It's called The Deserter.
As I am alone.
You obviously know a lot about music. A lot about music, yeah? It's quite obvious. The applause you're getting. So, anyway, there are some classic moments in music that we know about. We all know about. Da-da-da-da, that's one. Raindrops are falling, that's another one. But we are in the person of Mr. Dave Matthews on drums. Big hand, please. We, in the person of Mr. Matthews on drums, are responsible for one of the great, classic, iconic musical moments. Yeah. I'm talking about, of course, the beginning of the Lark in the Morning instrumental medley. Let's relive that moment, shall we? Cowbell.
Chris Levin doing a great job in the
The birthday day for me.
What drumming! What drumming! Blowing that cowbell wasn't easy, but he did it. And lead guitar! Lead guitar playing the wheel! 69, no one had heard anything like that. Right, have you got a spare half an hour? Oh, good, we'll fit Tamlin in then.
Travel to Cartoon.
clapping hands on. We'll do it roughly in a chronological sequence. Please say thank you to Ashley Hutchings. That was obviously a very important song and a very important album, and after which both Sandy and Ashley moved on to do other stuff, equally interesting but in separate fields away from each other. We had to get a bass player in. God, we got lucky, didn't we? Dave Pegg! We made an album called Hawaii 5-0. No, we didn't. It was called Full House. And this is a kind of invitation to join us. We'll be right back. interval after this one.
Here's a very rare track from the Full House album, Pulwell and the Jolly Hangman. Thanks to Richard.
Mother of everyone's child, and tell me the wrong.
Thank you. Into hymn books. Very, very, very few. This next one, it does sneak in into the more happy, clappy end of the hymnal repertoire. I think because people just can't understand it. It's abstract enough that it fits almost any denomination anywhere in the world.
It's missing the clearly, apparently dark undercurrent of the real lyric.
Exactly, which is basically, what's it really about? Sort of about?
I couldn't possibly tell you in front of the next audience.
As I suspected. So good, now be thankful.
Sir Patrick Spence.
Drinking up.
The band went through many changes, but we're not going to stay in a definite chronological order. We're just going to shift the personnel. Jerry's coming back, and Rick Sanders is coming back.
Yes.
But we're going to stay in a previous period. This is a song which Sandy Denny came up with. This song, and it's traditional, pretty nearly traditional song now. It's certainly got a traditional subject. She wrote this about Mary Queen of Scots, who was a heroine of hers, and a song that she kind of took with her when she left the band. It was on a very early record that the band made, back in the days when bands made records. You could date things by the shiny entities of blackness, full of wonderful music. And it took many years for this song to come back into our reach. I won't say grasp.
How often she has gazed from castle windows over to watch the daylight passing beneath her captive walls, and with no days of precious freedom for infinite long to live such fruitless years behind a guarded door. But those days will last.
Union minstrel. Shall I start again? Did you hear? Yes, it's that marvellous, multi-talented Mancunian minstrel and master of musical manipulations. He's a man with more, he's got more consecutive vowels in his name than you ever get on Countdown. It's the one and only remarkable
Hello. Tune called The Serpent of Lambridge.
noticed a maid in the very next row, and I hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, a heartbeat in my throat. Was dry, my master fair. I gave him full measure, like corn in the field. My envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong. With it, my desire. Thank you.
Here's a little love song with some rhythmic cheekery pokery in it. Take me away, Mr. Conway, please.
Thank you.
Excellent cheer, lad.
Away to the buff and the blue, and away to the cap and the feather. I want to see my lass soon. This next and shire, off the sandy sack and over the moss and the mire. I want to see my lass who lives next in Shire. A father loves her well, a mother loves her dearer. I live better on the boat, but I can't get nearer. Off the safety side and over the moss and the mire. I want to see my lass who lives next in Shire. If only I could be lying there beside her. While I watch my beard, my arms would be denied her. Off the safety side, over the moss and the mire. I want to see my lass who lives next in Shire. Like the silk, and their hair is like the silver. Her breasts are big but full, they all fall when I get near her. Off the safety side, over the moss and the mire. I can see my lass through this Nixon Shire. Off this love of mine, off this love I am weary. See, I can't get done, but thinking of my dearie. Off the safety side, over the moss and the mire. I want to see my lass through this Nixon Shire. Away to the past and shearing, away to the gap and feather.
The cool and the crown. We are Britain.
jewel in the crown. I do not count the time. Oh, who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes?
Thank you all.
With this being our special anniversary and everything, it got me a few weeks back. I was feeling all nostalgic, you know. So I got out this box that I've got, which is I've collected all of the old Fairport tour programs. And I was looking through all those programs, and I found the very first Fairport winter tour program. And you know, reading through that program really brought home to me just how long this band's been around, because well, it was in Latin. Yeah, we may be 50 years old, but I've got some news for you. We ain't planning on stopping anytime soon. Because Chris Leslie is going to tell you about this in a song of his own creation right now, which we're going to do for somebody who has another anniversary. You're sitting right in front of me, it's Yvonne and Martin. This is your 35th anniversary tonight. Hey, round of applause.
Sorry you couldn't get in where you wanted to go.
Yeah, we'll be carrying on, because, ladies and gentlemen, as Chris Leslie is going to tell you, our bus rolls on. Thank you.
Thank you.
this bush for quite a few hours now, over the last 2,500 weeks, and it all ends like this, with a banjo. At least for tonight it does. Thank you very much for listening, if that's what you've been doing. We've had a lovely time sharing this fine place with you, and indeed, all of this intervening period of time since 1967, when obviously my father, who was also called Simon, was in the band before me. But bless you all, and we'll see you on a field. If we don't see you before then, we'll see you on a field not far away. Yeah. Enjoy yourselves all the time. Here's a story of what can go wrong.
Struck more than he took his own dear wife, and he said,
sat upon his knee and he said, "Who do you like the best of us now? Where did that many grow, Tommy?" And I'm just smoking on you, I've never heard it speak so clean. I would rather one kiss from dead my teeth lifted all of your finery. And I'm Laura, I'm all the Egypt, tough and lovely people. We struck it by flying through the past, he bent it up to the wall. The she was a noble kin.
Which is pretty rapid considering how many people are in that dressing room. It's like the TARDIS. But in a very good way. Fairport's never had a reputation for being a sing-along band. But fortunately, once upon a time, a young teenage boy, dreaming of other things, came up with a song which has got a chorus. And it's a song which has grown in the telling, I think. Unmatched, of course, by the super ascendancy of this own man's trajectory as a performing artist, a man whose shoes I'm not fit to clean. But unfortunately, he couldn't be here tonight, but Richard Thompson. And he did love this song, and you all know it, and you're going to sing it for us. Thank you.
We'll be back next year with the spell.